This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
So here's a quick quid pro quo question for you. Would you pitch in to pay off your neighbor's credit card debt if they agreed that afterward they would pay the same amount to pay off yours? There's a church in Philadelphia that's been asking that question of its members for more than a decade. Now, Marketplace's Peter Ballin and Rosen spent some time there.
It's a Sunday night at Circle of Hope Church in Philadelphia. A few dozen people gather on a mix of chairs and couches facing a band. This progressive church is known for sermons that question scripture.
Jesus never said that you must be a good person.
And encourage people to give away money to those with less.
Jesus says you can't serve both God and money. And so we're choosing to serve God.
Pastor Johnny Rashid says the church should be involved in tangible parts of people's lives, like helping them pay off credit card debt.
We want to help people get free from the bondage they have in consumer debt.
So, a decade ago, the church put together this system, where they help 3 to 5 people pool money to pay their credit cards off as a group. Marguerite McDonald leads the Debt Annihilation Team, which is, what the group calls itself.
Our inspirational verse is, do not owe anything to anyone except for love. And, loving one another, in part, is paying each other's debt.
She says this system is based on examples in the Bible where communities even out wealth amongst themselves. And how it works is a bit complicated. First, the church loans the group about $10,000, interest-free, to completely pay off 1 or 2 cards. So, poof, that debt, it's now gone. Then everyone pools money each month to pay off a single card quickly. Then they do another card and another till everyone's debt-free. Then people make monthly payments back to the church for the money it loaned. So at the end of the day, cards get paid off quickly, and people save hundreds on interest. Caroline Butcher had over $4,000 in debt when she joined the group.
Honestly, I was like, all right, what's the hook? What's the catch? Because this is too crazy. This is too good to be true to know that, yes, I'll owe the church money, but you're going to pay my credit? You're going to write a check to my credit card from the church? Who does that?
Caroline had been an aspiring dancer and dance teacher when she broke her ankle ice skating. Out of work, she ended up using her credit card a bunch, and she racked up over $4,000 in debt. In January, she joined the group, stopped using her credit card, and had her debt paid off by the church.
And I remember seeing it on my computer screen, on my, online banking, and it felt like a second chance.
But it also doesn't really change your lifestyle, because now you still have to make the same monthly payments, but now you're just directing them elsewhere.
True. Yeah, so my monthly payment literally goes to one of the other members' credit cards.
Since then, she's been making the same payments she had been making, about $130, but to someone else in the group who came in with $10,000 debt on 2 cards, which means
typing in his account number to a different bank, his name is on it, and my money's going to him.
How did it feel the first time you had to do that?
It felt kind of cool. That kind of grounded me in the sense of, this is what community is, helping each other because we're being helped by the church.
So nothing about the church's system is legally binding. Caroline could at any point walk away from the group, something that has happened in the past. This whole system just relies on a trust. She won't. In the group, members also hold each other accountable to making a budget and not using a credit card, turning both paying off debt and the act of living within your means, which is usually super hidden and personal, it's taken all that and turning it into a big social act.
Any sort of group that you're in is going to help change your mindset from a me to a us. When I first joined, it was like, okay, my debt and my failures and my, shortcomings and blah, 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 blah. But being a part of this community is turning my focus outward a little bit.
By January, her group should totally pay off the final member's debt. Then they'll pay back the church for the money it loaned up front. And then Caroline will be debt-free more quickly than she would have been on her own. I'm Peter Ballin on Rosen for Marketplace.